So they did a lot of bonehead things, and then they didn't have the backup plan. They didn't have the follow-up record. Make Some Shake had broken to the top 10, right? And when it came time for them to deliver that follow-up record, they wanted, the fans wanted another Make Some Shake. And that's the problem with giving somebody a record that's
bigger than them.
I want to say bigger than them because these kids, they have found their sound, and the Make Some Shake record ended up being a record that South by Southwest influenced. We went to South by Southwest and a whole bunch of records was on that, you know, AirPod, iPod, whatever it is. We played it. People went going crazy. So that forced the label to come back and put some resources behind it and then put it out. By that time, all of the DJs across the country had gotten a check or a visit from this label.